Achille. Well, a warm welcome and good morning to everybody. A great pleasure for me to be here and to have you all in the room. Today, as you realize, is a little bit challenging, but actually innovative day with what is happening outside. And I understand that several of our participants are still at the gate. Some participants are at a train. Some participants are somewhere around the Palais and maybe excited about what is happening outside. So we will need to find a good balance between focusing here and enjoying the UN bazaar. It's my great pleasure to welcome you to the 16th session of the UNECE team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness policies. And today in the policy dialogue, we will look at the topic of unleashing the power of innovation for climate action, AI for net zero and climate resilient infrastructure. Now, when I said I'm happy to be here, I really meant it, because frontier technologies such as AI or digitalization and their relevance for climate is really one of the most important topics to look at. And I just, in the last 7 days, I spent some time in Baku at the COP, and I spent some time in Helsinki at the Nordic Innovation, at the Nordic Circular Summit. And in both of these fora, the potential, the opportunities created by frontier technologies, by innovation, for meeting today's sustainability challenges, climate being at the forefront of them, were really central. So I'm very happy that in our discussions here today, we can look at this topic, and that with all of the expertise that we have in the room, that you will guide us in how to kind of approach this complex topic in the best possible way. Now, the topic climate the word climate in the topic of today's discussion, on the one hand, like, yeah, very important this particular week as we look to Baku, what is happening there, but also very important because our member states, our 56 member states of UNECE, as you might all know, every 2 years they adopt so-called cross-cutting priority themes, and then it's us in the divisions, in the committees, in the working parties, in the teams of specialists, to relate the particular work streams to these cross-cutting themes. And the cross-cutting theme that is guiding our work right now is climate action and resilient infrastructure. And so the UNECE Commission session, it will be the 71st Commission session in April 2025. Yeah, it will be dedicated to this topic of climate action and resilient infrastructure for a sustainable future. So what we need to do today is to really see how do we approach the topic of the contribution of innovation and frontier technology to this, so that after this meeting, with the meeting report, with the recommendations that you will come up with, we have a good contribution to the meeting in April, and that meeting usually is at a much higher level. We expect ministers. It's sort of like, I would say, UNECE's highest governance organ. Yeah. So from the secretariat side, we really look forward to hearing from you what we together can contribute into the April meeting. Not only the April meeting is important, but obviously also in September, UN member states adopted the Pact for the Future and the Global Digital Compact, and there also the topic of innovation, of technology, of the opportunities, the risks, and the importance of creating balance in our approach are strongly mentioned there. Now, when we talk about this important thematic area, we really talk about transformative innovation for sustainable development. And so we don't only look at innovation, AI, but we want to look at how are these technologies embraced by societies and by economic actors. And this really is what we frame now as transformative innovation. And I'm very, very happy that we have had, over the last 3 years, a very vibrant topic of transformative innovation that has culminated in UNECE's Transformative Innovation Network, ETIN, and Shell, you are also very, very active there. So I see great opportunity also in linking the team of specialists to the work of this transformative innovation topic. And here I should thank the government of Germany for supporting our work on transformative innovation. Now, when we look at transformative innovation, or when we look at today's sort of like paramount challenges, one thing is clear, that multilateral cooperation and dialogue are needed. And we know that today it's not easy to have multilateral cooperation and to have dialogue. It's really a little bit, I would say, a challenging time also for the UN. But none the least, we should try to embrace this and to still nurture and foster this dialogue. And I'm thinking the fact that we have the bazaar outside today, somehow it's a wonderful opportunity because it actually shows us the creativity and the vibrant diversity that we have with all UN members. You will see that outside it's not only UNECE's 56 member states, but it's really all of the UN. So I hope that this gives us a little bit to also move us in the spirit of cooperation. Now, cooperation for us also means cooperation with other agencies. So here I would like to thank our partners, particularly the ITU, International Telecommunication Union, the OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, UNESCO, UN Educational, Science and Cultural Organization, and also the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction and the World Economic Forum for cooperating with us. Because we also really, as UN institutions, as international organizations, we need to break down the silos. We need to work across thematic areas when it comes to addressing today's challenges. So obviously, we are also delighted to have academia in the room and to have the private sector in the room, both very important actors for us. Last but not least, I've already mentioned the objective of bringing your discussions here today to the April UNECE Commission session. We will also bring the discussions here today to our parent committee, the Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness and Public-Private Partnership. That's sort of the committee to which this team of specialists reports to. The session usually is end May and June, so again, whatever recommendations you have, whatever outcomes you have, the committee can make important decisions on that. Last but not least, the work you are doing here today will also feed in our technical assistance and capacity building activities. You know that UNECE has the normative workstream, the analytical workstream, and the capacity workstream. And personally, I really, really care about the capacity workstream. You know about UNECE's 17 program countries in Central Asia, Southern Caucasus, Western Balkan, and Eastern Europe. Those are the countries we support through technical assistance and capacity building. And I very much look forward to hearing also from you what the topics you are discussing here today means for them. And I'm delighted to have such a strong representation from the Western Balkan region, from the Central Asian region, from Caucasus region here today in the meeting. I think it's really that cross-regional dialogue that very much matters. And here I'd like to mention also that last week in Baku, we launched the SPECA, Innovation and Climate Dialogue. Somewhere I saw Bunyod from Uzbekistan. There you are, Bunyod, yeah. So we had in Baku, hosted by Azerbaijan, a ministerial meeting that really addressed or launched the SPECA Innovation and Climate Dialogue. And again, this is one initiative, SPECA meaning the Special Program for the Economies in Central Asia. So that's a sub-regional unit for us. I really look forward to bringing your messages to the SPECA dialogue as well. So I think here it's time for me to close. I've already thanked the German government for their generous support to our work on transformative innovation. And I would like to thank the government of Sweden for their support, particularly on the technical assistance and capacity building side. And I would like to thank all of you for having done the trip here to Geneva and to join us here today. Thank you, Michel.
Thank you, Elisabeth, for this really insightful and really good introduction. And now we proceed with the first agenda item, the adoption of the agenda.